I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Christopher Kyle's The Safety Net opens at the Crossroads Repertory Theater with performances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday a matinee at 4, and then it goes into the rotating repertoire in a production directed by our guest Dale McFadden. Dale, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, George.
Now, this is really a homegrown product. The playwright, born and raised in Terre Haute, the play itself had a reading as part of the Tuesday readings at the summer session there.
Right.
And it's gone for out-of-town performances, and now it's coming back with more consultation, and you've been working with the playwright a bit.
Yeah, I've been in contact with Chris Kyle since October on this particular script. And so I've had questions about character motivation and given circumstances, and he's been very helpful in that respect. He still sees this as a fresh play and something he might be making changes to as we've talked about it. And I had the opportunity to work with Chris about, 20 years ago, which Chris reminded me about, and that was a one-act play of his that we did in a new play development series. Also, concerning local, the majority of the scenes are set in Indianapolis because the central character is from Indianapolis and he's working as a lawyer in New York. And the scenes are in New York, Indianapolis, and one scene also in Maine.
Now, the summer season at the Crossroads Repertory Theater has four plays. They opened with Shakespeare and then moved on to that most durable of musicals, The Fantastics, then a new treatment of a children's story. And they're balancing out the season with really a dramatic play with some heft and some depth, with some serious themes.
Yeah, I would call this an unapologetic drama that has humor and a lot of suspense to it. And that's part of a great rep system, that you can have the serious play and the Shakespeare within the other material. And it's been great to be offered this opportunity. My wife has been on the faculty for quite a while at Indiana State, and I know the people there. And she is the costume designer for the show. I think it's been, many years since we've worked together in a production, probably not since our Chicago days. So I have said to the cast in rehearsal, would you please get to the costume studio for your fittings, because I want that to be done, and I would also care to talk about other things at home besides this. Thank you very much. And it's basically the story of a brother who, upon the death of his own brother, who was adopted, realizes that he is going to make up for the past between the two of them. The past is a troubled relationship. The adopted brother who died was estranged from the family. So the play is a series of encounters between the lawyer, the living brother, and his family. And he attempts to help his family in grieving for the death of their son. And he also attempts to help the fiancée of his dead brother. I'll cut right to the chase on this in this respect. Many times we go too far in trying to fix our past and the present by helping others and thinking that will make them better or somehow improve them. And what we find out in this play is that the safety net is not always needed by others. And in this play in particular, the safety net entangles people more than it helps or saves them. And in this particular play, our lawyer who tries to save people's lives discovers that he's gone much too far and at great sacrifice to himself. His career, his marriage are all put in jeopardy. And at the beginning of the play, he is on top of the world. And at the end, he's just figuring out, what have I done and where do I go from here? And that's not a negative truth. It is, he's done what he can. It has been misdirected. And now he'll pick himself up and start again.
We've been talking with Dale McFadden, IU faculty member and director for the Indiana State University Crossroads Repertory Theater production of Christopher Kyle's dramatic The Safety Net, plays the 9th through the 12th, and then it enters the rotating rep. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.